Welcome to the National Association of Realtors Commercial Connections Podcast. This is the forum that features interviews with top commercial experts from across the country, sharing their best practices to help you improve your business.
Well, welcome to the Commercial Connections Podcast. So glad you're with us today. I have a very special guest today, Mary Beth Kuzminski. Mary Beth is president of Red Zone Marketing. Mary Beth and her firm consult and speak for businesses from financial service firms to Fortune 500 companies on strategic market planning and business growth. Mary Beth has personally consulted with some of the world's most successful CEOs, entrepreneurs, and professionals. An internationally recognized speaker, she shares the tactics that business people use to create more sustainable business relationships, sales, and marketing successes. She's written 7 books, including And the Clients Went Wild, also The Connectors. Her newest book is Social Media, A Step-by-Step Guide, and she's also written a book with her teenage daughter, The Engaging Child, Raising Children to Speak, Write, and Have Relationship Skills Beyond Technology. Welcome, Mary Beth.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm very excited to have you on Commercial Connections Podcast. This podcast is directed particularly in our membership. NAR has about 1 million members, but we're really speaking today to the commercial practitioner. And I am so excited about having you because I've been to several of your presentations, one of which was done at a national conference of our franchise, Sperry Van Ness, and all of the principles that you were teaching, I thought, applied so powerfully, and your presentation was so compelling as to why we might want to think about these things in our businesses. And I've done my best to apply the principles you taught in The Connectors. I did read that book and bought that book there and read it, and wondered if maybe you could kind of just share with our listeners some of these ideas and things that you teach to your clients.
Well, absolutely. I mean, one of the most important things that we always work with businesses, business owners, anyone who's in business, is a concept we call exploit your uniqueness. And it's something where it sounds pretty obvious. Of course, you want to exploit your uniqueness. But today, it's not as easy as just saying, well, I'll just, you know, say a few things or put up a website. It revolves around how you present yourself and what it is that you're doing. Is it compelling? And then when I say, is it compelling, I don't mean is it compelling to you or people that work with you. Is it compelling to your key target audience? Does it get them to say, ah, that's what I need. That's the firm I need. That's the person I need. And so part of it is, you know, you've got to think through what really makes you unique, and so that you can describe it, but it's not internal. And it goes back to some of the things we teach in the Connectors book, which is, listen, the relationship is all about the other person. I mean, let's not be confused about what a relationship really is. The relationship is about the other person. Every word you say, every concept you present has to be, does this matter to them? Do they care about this? And so that's one of the things that we work with a lot is how are we presenting ourselves, how are we presenting what we do, and does it matter to the other person that we're trying to compel? And, again, it sounds pretty simple, sounds pretty basic, but it's not necessarily the case because we see it over and over and over again. We revert back to talking about ourselves, to talking about our credentials and what we've done, and it is meaningless in most situations, in most cases, to the other person. You say, well, it's not meaningless. I've worked very hard to get this certification or to do this or do that. It's not meaningless. Well, it's not meaningless when you tell them why it isn't meaningless. If you just say, well, I've got this certification or I've taken this class or I've done this or, you know, I've sold, you know, so many properties or I've done this or done that, that's great. What does that mean for me? And you go, well, they know what that means. No, they don't. And you've got to tell them. And so we've worked on different ways of being able to describe that, and I'll give you an example of it. Let's say that, you know, you talk about, well, you know, I've been in this business for 20 years. Is that a feature or a benefit? Because what we're really talking about is talking in benefits, and benefits is what really helps you be able to exploit that uniqueness, because a lot of times we're a lot the same, and we say a lot of the same things, but how it is received by the other person can say, ah, okay, I get what you do. That sounds like something I need, and it might not be extremely unique, but it is something that, you know, is unique. So We talk about the benefits versus the features. And if you talk in features, I've been in this business for 20 years, that's great. And you say, well, they're going to know why that's good. I don't need to tell them why that's good for them. But the reality is that the average attention span in the United States today is 9 seconds. And that means that nobody's paying attention to anything and to anything wow. that you're saying or anything else. And so what we've got to do is we've got to literally stop and say, I've been in this business for 20 years. Let me tell you why I think that might be important to you. Because once we say that, we've now told them, you know, because the next thing out of your mouth has to be the benefit, and to tell them why. So I'm telling you that I've been in this business for 20 years. You can assume that that's really great. You might also assume, my gosh, maybe she's too old. You know, maybe that's not the, you know, you don't know what conclusion they're going to come to until you tell them why. And so it's one of the things, it's not just figuring out what's unique in your business, in your firm, but it's being able to present it so it's attractive to the other person.
Oh, I this is so compelling for me, because I learned that lesson the hard way, because in our industry as commercial practitioners, one of the designations that NAR offers is the CCIM. And it is hard to get, and it's very expensive, and it's time-consuming, and it is challenging, and it is meant to be. And so when you get that, you can rightfully have a feeling of pride, and you are also definitely denoted in a very special and elite group of professionals within NAR. And so the mistake I would make is assuming people knew what it was. People don't know. I mean, it's amazing. I talk to bankers. I talk to, you know, architects. A lot of people, if they're not in the industry, they have no idea what CCIM means. And, you know, here we think that it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. And I started to learn to convert the discussion when I would tell them about, you know, I would create a question where they would say, well, what is a CCIM? And I would try to explain in very practical terms, you know, and I would say something like, well, you know, I have an MBA from Illinois, and most people know what that is, but few people understand what a CCIM is, and yet I feel that I learned more through my CCIM curriculum, particularly to being able to help you, than I did in all of my master's program. And not only that, but I learned when I became part of the CCIM network how powerful and compelling that network is to helping my clients reach their real estate goals, because I could always reach out to somebody in any market across the country and help you. And put it in terms that they actually could see a value, then it started to work for me. But not before. People would just have a blank stare.
Right, because they don't know what it is. But the other part of it is, even the MBA. I have an MBA. I mean, you have an MBA. How is that helping the people that we work with? What
yeah.
specifically did we take away from that training or any certification program or anything else that's going to matter to the other person? Because otherwise, it's a little bit of pounding the chest, and it has nothing else beyond that. Because, she's got her MBA. Who cares? What is that going to do for me? Is that going to make me a better? Is that going to help you sell my property quicker? I mean, really? But the answer is yes, because of the business experience and this and that. But you've got to tell them specifically.
You have
which
to translate
then requires that we have to prepare. So how are we going to talk about the certification? How are we going to talk about that we've got an MBA, or that we've been in this business for 20 years, or that we've sold a bazillion property? How are we going to talk about it? And it requires actually preparing and spending some time writing it out. And you say, well, I don't need to do that. Well, maybe 5 or 10 years ago you didn't need to do some of that, but today, again, in this in this sort of distracted society where everybody has ADD because we've got our phones and constant communication, and our communication is so ineffective, yet we communicate more than we've ever done before. We've got to get better at every level of our communication so that it resonates with the other person, and that requires sometimes some preparation about the words that we're going to use and how we are going to explain this so it matters to the other person.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have, and there's no easy answer to this question, but do you have some direction you can give us? Because too many times we're self-absorbed and we think something's important when it isn't. Is there a way, is there somehow to test what is compelling so that when we do put together our program, we're not going out thinking, you know, we've got the greatest thing since sliced bread and not realizing nobody cares?
Well, I think once you go through this exercise, which is to ask yourself, so you say, and I'll just go back to the very simple example of the certification. Well, I've got the certification. What does that mean to the other person? And in fact, you can imagine yourself, imagine them saying to you, who cares? I've got the CCIM.
Yeah.
Who cares? You go, wait a minute, who cares? And then what you're going to say next is, no, you don't understand. I spent all this time doing this, but who cares? Because how does it matter to me? What did you learn in that program, in that certification process, that's going to specifically impact me? And once you can answer that, you've got it. Most of the time, we don't answer that question, and so we don't get to the compelling nature of it.
Yep.
But you can find something compelling
care.
About everything. Yeah. So I've been in this business for 20 years. Well, why is that important to the person you're going to be talking with? Well, I've learned this and this and this. I've seen just about everything. I understand this. I've been through the markets. And, you know, but figuring out and preparing. And if I'm telling you, if you go through the preparation process to answer the question, what does this mean to you, then you will come up with something compelling. And you don't have to worry about whether, well, they don't care about that, because the only thing you're doing is coming up with why they would care and describing it to them. Now, the next level of that is, after you say this, you're having a conversation, you say why it might be important to them, and then you ask them, was that important to you? Is that important to you? And if they say, no, I don't care about that, then you're getting your answer. But the only way to really know is to get that feedback. But most of the time, we don't take the preparation to actually prepare the words, and if we do that, it will be compelling. But we can also ask that secondary question to say, was that important to you?
Oh, that is fantastic stuff. And I will never forget being sitting in the second row or whatever at your presentation and talking about how you took one client from, it happened to be a financial client who managed money for folks from something like $5 million to $50 million using these principles. And I know that they will apply to our commercial practitioners. Believe it or not, we're at the end of our time. But before we go, if you were to just to crystallize what we just talked about, or the things that maybe should be top of the mind, what would be the top three things that our practitioners might want to consider with regard to all of this?
So, yes, thank you. And number one is really what is figuring out what is unique about you so that you can talk about it. So you don't sound like everybody else, even though it might be just a slight thing. Number two is, can you tell them the benefit of what it is that's unique about you? Can you tell them what it is that will actually affect them? And then can you answer the question, what does this mean to you? And so that leads us then to number three, which is, and then, we talked about perhaps ask them afterwards. I shared with you something that I think might be important to you. Is that important to you? And they might say yes or no. And I think the final thing that I didn't talk about is listening. Listening is far more important than talking, and we've talked about what about talking. But the reality is listening is far more important than talking, because if you really want to connect with somebody, get them to talk about what's important to them. And that's one of the best ways to really make that relationship strong and quickly strong.
Great stuff. Last 30 seconds, how can they learn more? I think they should go out and get the book. I enjoyed that, The Connectors. How can they learn more?
Well, I've got The Connectors. I've also got a book called And the Clients Went Wild. Both of them are on Amazon and all over the place. But we also have a website, redzonemarketing.com, where we've got a section called Freemiums, where we've got all sorts of free information, downloads, marketing planning guides, all sorts of things that people can download so that, or just read or access to improve some of the things, improve on some of the things that I talked about.
Fantastic. I cannot thank you enough for sharing with our commercial practitioners today some of the expertise that has earned so much for so many of your clients. We've been talking today with Mary Beth Kuzminski from Red Zone Marketing. Mary Beth, thanks for being our guest on NAR today.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for being with us on the Commercial Connections Podcast, the place for you to learn the best practices from the best commercial experts in the country.